Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 182. I learned that certain people have a special gift for vexing others. They try you as best they can. The poor soul that falls into their hands can do nothing right. Her best efforts are maliciously criticized. Christmas Eve. Today I was closely united with the Mother of God. I relived her interior sentiments. In the evening, before the ceremony of the breaking of the wafer, I went into the chapel to break the wafer in spirit with my loved ones, and I asked the Mother of God for graces for them. My spirit was totally steeped in God. During the midnight Mass, Pasterka, or Shepherd's Mass, I saw the child Jesus in the host, and my spirit was immersed in him. Although he was a tiny child, his majesty penetrated my soul. I was permeated to the depths of my being by this mystery, this great abasement on the part of God, this inconceivable emptying of himself. These sentiments remained vividly alive in my soul all through the festive season. Oh, we shall never comprehend this great self-abasement on the part of God. The more I think of it, and then she leaves that thought unfinished. One morning, after Holy Communion, I heard this voice. I desire that you accompany me when I go to the sick. I answered that I was quite willing, but after a moment of reflection, I started wondering how I was going to do so. The sisters of the second choir do not accompany the Blessed Sacrament. It is always the sister directresses who go. I thought to myself, Jesus will find a way. Shortly afterwards, Mother Raphael sent for me and said, Sister, you will accompany the Lord Jesus when the priest goes to visit the sick. And all through the time of my probation, I carried the light, accompanying the Lord, and as a knight of Jesus, I always tried to gird myself with an iron belt, for it would not be proper to accompany the Lord, the King, in everyday dress, and I offered this mortification for the sick. Holy Hour. During this hour, I tried to meditate on the Lord's Passion, but my soul was filled with joy, and suddenly I saw the child Jesus. But His Majesty penetrated me to such an extent that I said, Jesus, you are so little, and yet I know that you are my Creator and Lord. And Jesus answered me, I am, and I keep company with you as a child to teach you humility and simplicity. I gathered all my sufferings and difficulties into a bouquet for Jesus for the day of our perpetual betrothal. Nothing was difficult for me when I remembered it was for my betrothed as proof of my love for him. My silence for Jesus. I strove after great silence for Jesus. Amidst the greatest din, Jesus always found silence in my heart, although it sometimes cost me a lot. But what can be too great for Jesus, for him whom I love with all the strength of my heart? Today, Jesus said to me, I desire that you know more profoundly the love that burns in my heart for souls, and you will understand this when you meditate upon my passion. Call upon my mercy on behalf of sinners. I desire their salvation. When you say this prayer with a contrite heart, and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. This is the prayer. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Here, St. Faustina gives us one final reflection on the impossibility of trying to please some people. It is a cross for us to offer up. The saints had to deal with the same things that each of us does. In her Christmas reflections, St. Faustina united with Mary in prayer and relived what Mary must have been feeling before the birth of Christ. Then she mentions the breaking of the wafer. This is a beautiful Polish tradition in which families, on Christmas Eve, each take a rectangular wafer made from the same bread used to make the Eucharistic hosts, and each person goes up to every other person, one at a time, and they each break off a piece of the other person's wafer and consume it while they greet each other for Christmas and ask forgiveness of one another for any unresolved issues between them during the year. It's a wonderful way of preparing for Christmas so that there's no hard feelings in a family when they celebrate Midnight Mass. Since St. Faustina couldn't be physically with her family for Christmas Eve, she did so in spirit with them in the chapel and prayed for them. And then she sees the child Jesus in the host and contemplates the humility of God who came to us like a little child. And then Jesus arranges for St. Faustina to accompany him when he visits the sick. So she carries the candle for the priest, bringing communion to the sick. She notes that it was very unusual that one of the worker sisters like herself would be called on to do that, but nothing is impossible for Jesus to arrange. When we see Jesus as a child again, when she saw Jesus as a child again during her holy hour, Jesus told her that he came to her like that to teach her humility and simplicity. Those lessons are so important for each of us. And Jesus called upon her to meditate on his passion so that she would come to know his burning love for souls. And he gave St. Faustina a prayer to pray for the conversion of someone. He said to pray it with faith and with a contrite heart, and that he would give that grace of conversion to someone. And it's the prayer that we pray before the chaplet, O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. And so since we call upon our Lord's passion, it is a very powerful prayer and definitely worth praying as we pray for the conversion of our loved ones.